months. They follow the twists and turns and seasons. And so I don't know that we have one busy year because there's always something new.
Michelle Reinen joining us for a second time this month on The Morning Show. She's administrator with Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection joins us each and every month here on The Morning Show.
Michelin Center. At 7 o'clock, we turn it over to an update on the news from ABC, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Drones dropping out of formation and falling from the sky in the middle of an Orlando, Florida holiday show over the weekend, severely injuring a 7-year-old boy.
The company behind the drone show, Sky Elements, saying in a statement, Sky Elements Drones wants to extend our sincere hope for a full and speedy recovery to those impacted.
We turned around and we saw that he was hit. He was unconscious. It was horrible.
The drone hitting the boy in the chest, one of the propellers cutting his face, his family rushing him to a local hospital. His mother says Alexander underwent open heart surgery overnight. The FAA is currently investigating.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. There's a man in custody in New York City suspected of setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She later died. It happened at the Coney Island stop in Brooklyn. A couple of days before Christmas, there's a winter storm on the move. Snow and ice in parts of the upper Midwest. Also the coldest December in years across the Northeast. More than 100 million Americans expected to travel by road or by air between now and January 2nd. This is ABC News. Blake Lively accusing the co-star and director of her film, It Ends With Us, of sexual harassment. The actress also alleging that Justin Baldoni is part of what she calls a smear campaign to destroy her reputation. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Over the weekend, Lively filing a complaint in California alleging sexual misconduct on set, saying Baldoni showed her nude videos and images of women, discussed sexual conquests, and criticized Lively's weight. The filing detailing a meeting held to address the concerns. The filing also includes messages Lively says showed the alleged coordinated scheme between Baldoni's team and a crisis management expert. One message reading, "We can bury anyone."
Baldoni's attorney calling the accusations completely false. Nissan and Honda are planning to merge. The Japanese automakers announcing they have signed a memo of understanding forming the world's third largest car manufacturer after Toyota and Volkswagen, listing shares in August of 2026. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners, this is Heather, owner of the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas from all of my renters and clothing consigners at my store. We are very thankful for your business this year and welcome you to visit us again in 2024. Thanks for being creative with products from the Creative Outlet, and thanks for shopping locally in downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. the Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We'll check forecast details in just a little bit. They've pushed back the precipitation till later today. We're not out of the woods, but certainly our morning commute is better. Details in just a bit.
Looking for the perfect gift for that special someone? Court in Maine has you covered. With a gift certificate, they can pick what they love. Home decor, candles, furniture, even a brand new mattress. Stop by Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center today and give the gift of choice this holiday season, where great style meets comfort and care.
It's magic and memories.
Magic and memories.
Wonders and wishes.
Wonders and
when
wishes.
It touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
One of my fondest memories of Christmases long ago is the Salvation Army. I used to think as a child that when winter came and snowflakes began to fall, that the Salvation Army emerged through the curtain of white as the heralders of Christmas, much like the angels on the first Christmas so very long ago. They reminded of what Christmas really means and meant. Its reason and its purpose, that goodwill should be shared amongst all men, regardless of social standing, color, or creed, that God so loved the world. I've mentioned it before, but I think it is worth mentioning again of just how special they were and are to the heart then and the heart now, as it searches out the innocence and the celebration of a child. I can still see them, hear them, in the winters of my past, in the Christmases that hushed a child's searching mind and coaxed it to listen to the enchantment of the servants of Christmas as they serenaded the world. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills. The beauty of the Christmas season can remind us of all the beauty in life that we take for granted, our family, our friends, and our faith.
It feels like Christmas. At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Shoppers can wrap up their holiday shopping with red-hot savings at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center in Muscadet. From now through the 24th, the helpful team is brightening the season with daily deals. Today's sale, it's the bucket sale. Fill a bucket and save big on everything that fits inside. Don't miss the Wrap It Up in Red savings event at Walsh's Ace, the helpful place for holiday savings in Muscadet and Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high of 36 today, cloudy and warmer, a 40% chance of scattered drizzle and snow showers by late morning, which could prevent us from getting around as easily as we should be able to. Could be a thin layer of ice on sidewalks and roadways a little later on. Thus, the winter weather advisory from 9 until 3 today for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties. A low of 24 tonight, tomorrow 33, Christmas Day 36, quite a bit warmer than normal, and then Thursday 39, Friday 45, Saturday early 50s, 51 degrees, 46 on Sunday. Right now, WRCO Radio, we are at our overnight low. It is 27 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
Thanksgiving is all over, and my dad put up the tree. Looks like a Merry Christmas for everyone. But me, because I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. Not even one little toy. They say I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas, because I've been a bad little boy. My mommy screamed when she found my pet gerbil in my little baby sister's bassinet. They say my little baby sister has a soft spot in her head, but I haven't found it yet. And Dad yelled just because I took the riding mower for a little trip down to the candy store. And my big brother Brett, boy, did he get upset when I told Mom about the magazines in his bottom drawer. So, I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. And last Christmas, I was everybody's pride and joy. But they say I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas, because I've been a bad little boy. I was hoping I might get a chemistry set, or a motorcycle, or something like that. But that's before I used Brett's model rocket set and made an astronaut out of Miss Wilcox's cat. Stupid cat. If he'd have just held on tight like I told him, I wouldn't have had to super glue his little paws to the rocket. Yeah, if he'd have just been still like I told him, he wouldn't have thrown the rocket off course, and it wouldn't have landed in Butch the Bulldog's backyard. Stupid cat. But did the cat get in trouble? No, but hey, I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. Not even one little toy. They all say I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas, because I've been a bad little boy. Oh, my grandma had to go to the hospital. Yeah, but don't worry, she's not really sick. She just had a little trouble walking for a while after I showed her my Power Ranger kick. So, I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. Not from Mom or Dad or Brett or Grandma. They all say I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas. But they don't know my grandpa. My grandpa'll give me anything I want, I bet. Boys will be boys, that's what Grandpa says. Lighten up, Bill, he's just a little kid. My grandpa calls my dad Bill. I just hope my grandpa don't find out who took his Great Big Bertha golf club, so. It's true what they say about the Great Big Bertha. I can hit a rock further with a Great Big Bertha than with any of my dad's golf clubs. Even with the big dents I put in it, that rock just goes and goes. One rock went through Miss Wilcox's window. Wishing I hit that stupid cat. I hate that cat.
Ray Stevens and a bad little boy. Right, it's time to shape up because it's December 23rd. But nonetheless, I don't know whether there's any hope for Hank, but he'll check in with us in just a little bit here and see what's going on, see if he found any jokes for us this weekend. Certainly, it was a kind of an interesting, relaxing day watching football and paying attention to that. There were certainly some really good games yesterday. But I did stumble across the Jets game against the Rams, and boy, I'll tell you what, that Jets team is in disarray. I don't know. All of these former Packers, and then Aaron Rodgers, again, he probably could be, or maybe coaching and managing the team. They were down 10 points with about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left, and they had all three timeouts, and he looked to the sideline like, okay, it's third down and whatever it was. Are we going to take a timeout here? And okay, they waved him off and he kind of, all right. So then they get a holding penalty, which backs them up 10 yards. So then they try a field goal because they have to have two scores. And the field goal missed and the kicker was Anders Carlson, the former Packer. So, and then the other thing about the Jets was that they showed the stands and it looked like, if you go to the state football championships, the WIA state football, high school football championships at Camp Randall, you see, you know, it's a big crowd. It's like 4,000 or 5,000 people for a high school game. But at Camp Randall, it's like, wow, that's what it looked like. The Jet Stadium was like, it looked like there were about 3,000 or 4,000 people there. But, that's their problem. Kenny Chesney now taking us away.
We got some mistletoe hung from the bow of the boat. Stockings are filled with sunshine rays. It's Christmas in Blue Chair Bay. There's lights up in every pond. My soul like the sea is calm. Tonight we're going to the boat parade. It's Christmas in Blue Chair Bay. Everybody raise a glass with me right now. To all of those up in the snow, from all of us down south, 'tis the season for believing in faith and family. Wish you were here with me. We've cleared out a place in the sand for Dancer and Prancer to land. We saved a boat slip for Santa's sleigh. Christmas in Blue Chair Bay. Everybody raise a glass with me right now. All of those up in the snow, all of us down south, 'tis the season for believing in faith and family. Wish you were here with me. About to see a little nut from drinking rum. I'll sit right here, pray for a peaceful year. Lots of love, happy holidays to you from Blue Chair Bay. Merry Christmas from Blue Chair Bay. La 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 la. Lots of love, happy holidays to you from Blue Chair Bay. Merry Christmas from Blue Chair Bay. Christmas tree have eyes.
song that is number two in the nation right now. Those Christmas songs come back and now chart because of downloads, and certainly that's been doing really well the last couple of years for Brenda Lee, some 60-plus years after it was first released.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. We hope your holiday season is filled with joy, peace, and safe travels. Warm wishes from our team to you.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's enough, Hank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Roundup today on WRCO Radio. It's Monday. It's Chet's Shuckle Day. And Hank Bray.
I've already started.
How was your weekend?
We wish you. I was good. And yours?
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful.
Do you have any good news from the weekend?
Not much.
Not at all.
Got a little rest, a little R&R.
Did you? Yeah.
Can you see it on my face?
I've seen that a long time.
Oh, yes.
I like your Santa hat.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very nice. The thing, Santa resembles me a little bit.
A little bit, he does.
You know, same white hair. And
Is that? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not your real hair.
No, my bad. Same red nose.
Yeah, you know? Same red nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look, you know what? You look perky. You look in the festive spirit of giving.
Ho. Oh, you're... Got your hand out.
Forgiving? Spam?
Left.
Spam?
Spam?
Spam? Where's the spam?
Well, I can forward you an errant email and see see if you get a virus.
Guarantee you hang around here, you always got viruses. So anyway, so today's Chet's Chuckle. Are you going anywhere tonight? No games tonight anywhere?
No, the Packers are blocking me. Oh. Monday Night Football. And I asked Wayne and Larry, I said, hey, can I tag along, you know, maybe carry you guys' water cups? Or no, they didn't respond.
Really?
So, no.
Not even the door opener?
Nope, not even that.
Wow. So you're on the low end of things there, aren't you?
So there was my dagger.
And there's your dagger. Hopefully they get one tonight.
We'll see.
Hopefully they don't get daggered.
No.
Did you collect any good jokes over the weekend?
Not any good ones. Yeah,
well,
no,
at least
no.
You know what? Then we're right on cue, buddy.
Right. See, the teacher says, this is the fifth day this week you've had to stay after school. What do you have to say for yourself, Philip? And Philip says, I'm very glad it's Friday.
Knock, knock.
Who's there, Hank?
Suspense.
Suspense.
Suspense
who? Pregnant pause. What's up? Okay.
Nothing.
Huh?
It's just suspense.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Well, unfortunately. Oh, boy.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too, Hank.
Yeah. The cop showed up at my door on Sunday, Philip.
I'm sure they probably did.
No, and he goes, hey, your dog's out chasing people on bikes.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
I go, not my dogs. My dogs don't have any bikes.
Boom! Yeah. And we'll have more coming up from Chet's Chuckle right after these words on WRCO.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
All right, Philip, my son said, what rhymes with orange? And I said, no, it doesn't.
What orange?
What does not rhyme with orange?
No, it does not. No.
You know, I have a heart of a lion, Philip.
Yeah, do you really?
I really do. And a lifetime ban at the zoo.
Hank's on a roll today.
Not getting any better.
No. Waitress, have you forgotten my chops? The waitress says, I never forget a face, sir.
Oh, boy.
There's a fly in my soup.
Hey, well, I think we've been drinking too much eggnog around here.
I love eggnog. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. No.
What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
I give up.
Breathe.
You're holding your breath. Yes. Hey, we have some local talent as well.
Yes.
We have somebody named Henry that's even funnier than you. You know?
He's not funnier looking than I am.
No, not that. But and he is stand up at the fifth grade comedy club.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so this is from River Valley student Henry Hegland.
What do you call a happy farmer? A jolly rancher.
That is awesome. Nice job, Henry.
Yeah, good job, Henry.
Little Hank.
Little Hank.
I'm not going to have a job after this.
No. A few years, he's taken over.
He could come in right now.
Yes, he could.
Little Hank.
He's got better jokes, I think.
He's probably got a lot of better everything than I do.
Hey, all right.
Why does a milking stool only have three legs, Philip?
The milking stool have three. I should know, but yeah. I don't. It's been a while since I've milked.
Yeah, because the cow has the udder.
Oh. That's not bad, Hank. It's not good, but it's not bad. Oh, man.
What do you call a dog and a... What do a dog and a cell phone have in common?
I give up.
They both have caller ID.
Oh. Boy, you should have stopped at the other one.
Well, I got a couple more.
You do?
Do you have any left?
Not really. No. No.
Where do dogs go to get when they lose their tail?
A tailor?
No, a retail store.
Oh. Jeepers.
Yeah, not very
that
good.
Might be the third grade comedy club right there.
You know, people are usually shocked when they find I'm not a very good electrician, Phil.
Oh, really? They are. Shocking news.
It's a shocking news.
Oh, boy.
Little Hank has not got his license yet.
Are you going to be flying home for Christmas?
No, I think I'm staying here.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you've invited me over several times, yeah. So I'm just going to go ahead and be there and be with you. And
your arms will be tired, right?
Why is that?
If you fly home.
Yeah, I trust my arms can't generate that much wingspan to get me off the ground.
Well, you got a kicker today, Hank?
I do, buddy.
I'm getting out of the way.
Well, here we go.
All right.
A husband and a wife were doing some last-minute Christmas shopping. The husband, as usual, lagged behind browsing gadgets and stores and what have you. The wife told him to meet her in an hour. Mm. When the hour passed, the wife called him and asked, "Where are you?" He replied, "Remember that jewelry store we went to 10 years ago? The one where you saw that necklace you loved, but we couldn't afford it at the time." Oh, her heart melted as she said, "Yes, of course I remember." Well, he continued, "I'm right next to the store next to it in the fishing rods." Yeah. Divorce
nice
papers in the way.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Hank, you have a good day.
Hey, anyway, good luck, my friend. I will see you in the morning. And everybody, stay kind and be kind.
That's Hank Bray here on WRCO for the Roundup, sponsored today by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Do you have plans for Christmas Eve? Yes, you do. We want you to follow your heart to our Christmas Eve candlelight service at the new Richland Center United Methodist Church. All are welcome to celebrate God's love through the birth of Jesus Christ. The Christmas Eve service begins at 7 p.m., and we are located at 400 East Seminary Street. We sure hope to see you there.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
This holiday season, Cardinal Glass CG is reflecting on the incredible support they received. They wish all of their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year. This day in history, in 1823, the poem Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas was published in the New York Troy Sentinel. And more commonly later known as The Night Before Christmas, later attributed to Clement C. Moore. In 1964, the Beach Boys made an appearance on national TV on the program Shindig. And in 1972, an NFL playoff game between the Steelers and the Raiders, Steelers running back Franco Harris scored a game-winning touchdown on a deflected pass with less than 10 seconds left in the game. The Immaculate Reception, as the catch came to be known, is often cited as the greatest NFL play of all time. The thrown pass by Terry Bradshaw kind of doinked off of a defender and a receiver and then back toward Franco Harris, who was running toward the play. And you can't see in the video where the ball is. He caught it, I guess, right on top of the grass. Now, you know, you'd have every angle to say, okay, is that going to be ruled a completion? But it certainly was one of the great plays of all time. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
We salute Camden Shaw from Richland Center Primary School. Happy birthday, Asher Penfield from Grandma Felton. Have a great day. Ashley Klingeman, greetings. Love Jared, Paige, Shayla, and Brennan. Sadie Dearborn from Mom, Dad, Allison, Connor, Coco, and Huck. Also, birthday twins, Tom Wankerl and Tony Wankerl from the Durst Cousins. Happy birthday, Tom Wankerl, from Lori and the Guys. To Asher, happy birthday once again from Mom and Dad. And to Cheryl Dahl, happy birthday from Sue, Elaine, Beth, John, and Leslie. Enjoy your day. Happy birthday to Carson Culver from Bob and Heidi and the congregation of St. Barnabas Church. Happy wishes to Jody Buss from Butch and Margaret. To Georgia Goodyear from Sarah and all the kids. Have a great day today. To Kristen Colson from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Todd Carpenter from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy birthday from Schmidwillen Hills to Rita Thielman and Carol Wilson. Also today from the Bloom City Town Crier, Tony Kurtz, Shawnee Fink, and Monty Berger. Happy birthday, Monty, from Lorraine, Betty, Rhonda, Mark, and Tyler. And happy birthday, Monty Berger, from Sherry and Brandy today. Thanks for all you do and the great music that you play. Happy birthday to Mason Liska, to Aaliyah Ruland, Shawnee Fink, and Katie Barris from the RC Lions. Happy birthday to brother Greg Kinney from Richard and Sarah. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Greg Kinney. Also to Julie Noble, to Freya Tanner and Quentin Schaefer, Nancy Miller and Pamela Spees, along with Patrick Brown and Mason Bob. All the best. Happy birthday today.
Down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones. So many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And, of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget, no matter their age, we have some awesome gifts for Christmas. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
As the year ends, Meyer Oil and LP expresses their gratitude for the continued support, wishing all their customers a magical Christmas and a bright new year.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
The Simons Recreation Complex wishes you health and happiness this holiday season and throughout the new year. The greatest gifts we can give to our friends and family is the gift of health and fitness. Simons has membership specials for you and gift certificates in any amount for that stocking stuffer or Secret Santa gift. Find out more at Simons Recreation Complex in Richland Center.
Koenig Printing is proud to offer high-speed digital copies at the most competitive price, along with high-quality commercial printing and design for all of your printing and promotional needs. If you have a printing job that needs to be done, call Koenig Printing at 647-6004. For fast, reliable, affordable, high-quality printing for businesses and individuals, call the experts at Koenig Printing in the North Industrial Park, Richland Center. With the experience and knowledge to create the results you want, call 647-6004.
Good luck getting there today if you have to work, or maybe you're working at shopping. Well, that can be bumper to bumper this time of year. Some of those last minute things. So good luck.
You're all I want for Christmas. All I want.
morning and find my stocking filled with you.
That's Al Martino. You're All I Want for Christmas. Maybe a record album, too, under the Christmas tree. Maybe for you to not be so harsh on the Packers tonight if we watch the game, too. So just a couple of wishes there. Joanne has the news coming up next. Phil Nee, hoping you have an awesome Monday.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 27 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored today by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 9 this morning to 3 this afternoon in Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties. Cloudy and warmer with a 40% chance of scattered drizzle and snow showers by late morning. Some roads and sidewalks could get a thin layer of ice on them with a high of 36. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 24. In Richland Center, after a low of 26, we're up to 27 degrees.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town and Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town and Country TV and Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting a growing positivity rate for norovirus cases. According to health officials, the highly contagious virus had a positive test rate of about 19% through the last week of November. That total was nearly 10% higher than the positive rate at the beginning of November. The virus is commonly referred to as the stomach flu, and symptoms could include vomiting and diarrhea. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development have announced a seventh consecutive month of record-high employment. According to a press release, Wisconsin's labor force grew by about 7,200 over the month of November to surpass the previous record high set in October. Workforce officials say the state's unemployment rate has remained steady at just under 3%, staying below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The employment data is tracked by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its November 2024 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, showing the state remains a strong seller's market with limited inventory. The available supply is only at 3.3 months, well below the level of a balanced market. Affordability remains a challenge for first-time home buyers who lack equity from the sale of an existing home, coupled with struggles regarding 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, which have been rising for the last 2 months. Governor Tony Evers and Public Service Commission of Wisconsin Chairperson Summer Strand have announced the launch of the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate Program, known as the HEAR Program. Wisconsin was awarded $74.5 million for the HEAR Program from the Biden-Harris administration's Inflation Reduction Act. HEAR provides instant discounts to low and moderate income households for installing energy efficient appliances and aims to lower costs for working families by helping households save on energy bills. The IRA, which included $8.8 billion for the home energy rebate programs, allocated $149 million to Wisconsin under the federal formula to administer two home energy rebate programs. The Home Efficiency Rebate Program, announced in August, and the HEAR Program is announced last week. While the HEAR Program is focused on helping families install energy-efficient appliances, the HOMES Program provides rebates to households undertaking whole home energy-saving improvements, such as heating and cooling systems. Wisconsin was the first state in the nation to launch the HOMES program and is one of the first states in the country to launch both IRA programs. Overall, individual households could save hundreds of dollars on monthly energy bills and save thousands of dollars on energy-efficient home upgrades by participating in the home energy rebate programs. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, these energy-saving measures will save American households up to $1 billion annually in energy cost and support an estimated 50,000 U.S. jobs in residential construction, manufacturing, and other sectors. Two area schools received AEDs. Heather Tomey, registered nurse at the Richland Hospital and member of the Richland Hospital Foundation, has been working to improve the cardiac health of Richland County. With the help of a health grant, Heather and the Richland Hospital were able to provide local schools with AEDs, many accessories for these devices, and a trainer for district nurse Samantha Wilson to utilize during training exercises with staff. Nurse Wilson and the Ithaca Safety Committee have been improving staff preparedness with CPR and Stop the Bleeding training, and this donation generously helps to reach that goal. The Ithaca School District buildings are often centers for community events, and visitors can be assured most staff are trained in utilizing this equipment. The schools which benefited from this program are Ithaca and Riverdale. The host for the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast has been announced. The host for the 2025 breakfast will be the Schmidt Farms, located east of Richland Center on Highway 14 near Gotham. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is celebrating a successful year of completing projects, growing programs, and launching new initiatives to help improve the lives of Wisconsinites through advancements in all modes of transportation. The Wisconsin DOT 2024 Year in Review video recaps many of the department's highlights and accomplishments from the past year. In 2024, Wisconsin DOT moved forward 380 improvement projects in all corners of the state, valued at more than $1.3 billion. Since 2019, 8,648 miles of road and 2,080 bridges in Wisconsin have been improved. Projects spanned every region, including two bridges in Lone Rock. The Wisconsin 130 Lone Rock Bridge links three counties, Iowa, Richland, and Sauk, as a key piece of infrastructure to the local economy. Work began in November 2022 to construct the two new bridges while keeping the existing structures open to traffic during construction. The $40 million project also realigned the Wisconsin 130-133 intersection to improve safety. The project reconstructed Wisconsin 133 with comprehensive safety innovations to protect travelers, including a guardrail and concrete barrier wall designed to reduce crashes and prevent rock falls on the roadway. These improvements were urgent safety needs for the community of Lone Rock and those who pass through the area. The Lone Rock Bridge project is an example of design-build, which combines design and construction efforts simultaneously to expedite the construction timeline. The process included coordination among federal, state, and local agencies, stakeholders, and the project contractors. Attorney General Josh Call hopes state lawmakers will address firearms access. In an interview following the Abundant Life school shooting in Madison, the Democratic AG said there are policies he's advocated for, including the so-called gun show loophole, which allows for the sale of guns by private parties without the background checks required of federally licensed dealers. Others would include restoring a 48-hour waiting period on handgun purchases and instituting some sort of red flag law. Call said that making sure that there are policies in place that keep firearms out of the hands of those who could harm others or themselves should be a priority. With Republicans still in control of both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature, the opportunity to advance firearms legislation remains unclear. Enough became enough for the Lafarge Police Department and Vernon County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Jacob Thomas Sell, 51 of Lafarge. Sell was taken into custody Thursday morning at approximately 6:30 following a barrage of harassing, intimidating, and profane telephone calls to the Sheriff's Office Communications Center. The frequent calls over the course of several days culminated Thursday morning when Sell came to the sheriff's office disrupting communications and operations while staff were busy serving the community during a winter storm. Jacob Sell was booked into the sheriff's office detention center for unlawful use of telephone, disorderly conduct, and harassment. He appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Thursday afternoon and was released on a $1,000 signature bond with the following conditions. No contact with the Village of Lafarge police chief unless it is an emergency. No contact with the Village of Lafarge police chief's personal residence nor the chief's family. No contact with the Village of Lafarge Police Department unless it is an emergency and only after calling 911. No contact with the Village of Lafarge Village Hall or employees except by mail for official business. No contact with the Vernon County Sheriff's Office unless it is an emergency. Sell is allowed to contact the Sheriff's Office by mail for official business. The court specifically included dispatch and corrections in the no contact prohibition. Jacob Sell is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court January 8th. As the holiday season kicks into high gear, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is calling on everyone to prevent impaired driving by prioritizing safety. The holiday season is one of the most dangerous times of year on the roads due to an increase in impaired driving crashes. As millions of people travel to celebrate the holidays together, MAD encourages everyone to spread the message, never drive impaired, and plan a safe ride home to ensure a joyous holiday season. Drunk driving fatalities have increased by 33% since 2019. Every 78 seconds, someone in the U.S. is killed or injured by a drunk driver. MAD Wisconsin believes anti-drunk driving technology can end impaired driving. The Halt Drunk Driving Act, passed in November 2021, requires a new national safety standard for this technology in all new cars. This technology will save over 10,000 lives and prevent hundreds of thousands of injuries annually, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Those hosting this holiday season can also take proactive steps to ensure everyone's safety by helping guests plan a safe way home, offering a place to stay, or arranging a rideshare. Hosts can play a crucial role in preventing impaired driving crashes and creating a safer holiday for all.
Well, Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Monday, December 23rd. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz, died November 9th at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Christmas is just around the corner and a great present for your outdoor cook would be a grill. We carry Weber, Napoleon Charbroil, Blackstone Traeger, and Pit Boss. Also, we have the pellets, charcoal, and all the accessories for your cooking needs. Plus, buy two and get one free on wood chips, chunks, and cooking pellets. So stop in our Richland Center and Muscadet stores for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
ABC News at 8.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than a month to go before he leaves office, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 inmates on federal death row. They will now face life in prison without the possibility of parole, says ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
As a devout Catholic, President Biden believes that the death penalty should only be used in cases of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. And the White House is signaling that there could be more clemency to come in the few weeks that President Biden has left.
Luigi Mangione facing criminal charges, but he's also facing federal charges in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione will be in a New York courtroom later today. A man is in custody in New York for allegedly setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She did not survive. Three teenagers who saw the crime being reported on TV called in to report the suspect, who was later arrested. 100 million Americans traveling this holiday week, most of them on the roads. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts.